Welcome to the Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast, a conversation designed to help leaders go further faster. On today's podcast, we're going to discuss the challenge of leading in uncertain times. Andy, as I began to think about our conversation today about leadership in uncertain times, it occurred to me that that just seems to be what leadership is now. I mean, is there ever going to be a time when times are not uncertain?
No, I think, and we've said this before, that uncertainty is what requires leadership or surfaces the need for leadership. Where there's certainty, where things are predictable, you need some good management, but you don't need people who are looking beyond what is to think about what could be, what should be, what problems need to be solved, what issues need to be addressed. So, you know, uncertainty is what gives leaders job security. I mean, when a company gets in trouble, you know, they start looking for somebody to come in and solve the problem and lead the organization to, you know, a new direction or address the issues that have created the problem. But problems are really the result of uncertainty within the organization or in the marketplace or the circumstances that impact an organization. So the bottom line is the only thing that is certain is uncertainty. And that's just the way it is. So,
Well, let's jump right in then. As I've watched you lead our organization during some uncertain times, and I've heard you teach about it, you seem to come back to three things again and again, and that's clarity, flexibility, and transparency.
Yep. Yeah, if you have to leave early, we'll just go ahead and give you the bottom line right up front. In times of uncertainty, and again, there could be five, there could be seven things, but the things that I find myself leaning into, and as I've read and as I've listened and as I've watched some leaders on a national level within specific companies or churches lead through uncertain times, for me, it comes down to these three things: clarity of mission, flexibility of plans, transparency, and communication. So it's clarity, flexibility, transparency, clarity around mission, flexibility around the plans, and then transparency in communication.
Okay, well, let's just dig into each one of those. What do you mean by clarity of mission?
Well, you know, in uncertain times, one of the first things I think a leader should do is to reiterate, why are we here? What are we doing? I mean, why did we start this organization? Why did we start this nonprofit? To go all the way back to the beginning, because at the beginning of every organization, there was uncertainty. Every organization begins with uncertainty. If nothing else, the uncertainty of, is this organization going to make it? Are we going to be able to get the funding we need? Are we going to be able to get people to support us in this crazy idea? Is anybody going to believe in us enough to invest? So every organization begins with uncertainty. So retreating back to the early days, but specifically retreating back to the mission, the vision, why did we start this company? Why do we think this product was important? Why did we start this nonprofit, this church, whatever it is? That's the best place to go, because it is a reminder that great things can happen even as a result or even in the midst of uncertainty. Because again, every organization began within the context of a great deal of uncertainty. So again, it's just a reminder, hey, we can get through this. We've actually gotten through things like this before, back when we had no momentum, no employees, no customers, no reputation, no brand. It was just an idea.
So returning to the vision then serves as a reminder of what can happen when a group of people believes and works hard.
Yeah. In times of uncertainty, we're locked in on the future. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Will they be able to preserve my job? Will the company make it? What's going to happen in our industry? What's going to happen? Going back and reminding employees or clients or whoever it is of the mission or vision causes us to look back. And we look back and we're reminded that, hey, we've weathered uncertain times before. In fact, this organization began in some cases as a response to uncertainty in the marketplace. It began as a response to uncertainty economically or uncertainty in terms of product line or whatever it might be. So again, uncertainty focuses me on the future. What if, what if, what if? The mission of an organization, the birth of an organization focuses me, again, on the past, but in a reassuring way that, hey, all is not lost. Remember where we've been. Remember why we started. Remember we began with nothing. Remember this company began with nothing. So we are so much further ahead than where we used to be. Maybe we don't need to panic, and perhaps we'll be able to work our way through this.
You know, Andy, thinking back to the beginning of our organization, it reminds me of the story you've told about a little sign you keep on your desk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we started the church, again, talk about uncertainty, you know, we used to gather, the five of us used to gather around the conference room table, remember, and you were there, Lane, and the mail would come in, and we're a nonprofit, and we're a church, and we don't even have a place to meet, and we would open the mail, and whoever opened a check, we would let them open the rest of the mail because they were lucky. You know, we were superstitious and religious at the same time a little bit.
But during
whatever
it took.
Whatever it took, that's right, to survive. And again, as one of my friends who grew up in extraordinary poverty, who's made a lot of money, says, he says, you know, I figure wherever I get off the merry-go-round, it'll be better than where I got on. And I think for many organizations, as bad as things get at times, you look back and see what's happened. But anyway, mm-hmm. to your point, during those uncertain times when I just remember thinking, was this a good idea? Should I just go get a job? You know, are we going to make it? I wrote out a little phrase that I still have, and it says, Lord, you got me into this. I'm trusting you to see me through it. And I wrote it in English, and then I changed the font to Greek, so it's just basically transliterated Greek, so nobody would read it and they would think it was actually Greek words. It's not. And so I just kept that on my desk, and nobody knew what it really said but me. But it was just a reminder to look back, to look back, to look back. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? Would we have done this if we had known about this current uncertainty? Yes. Mm. So to entrepreneurs, to leaders, to business leaders, you know, would you have jumped into this industry? Would you have taken this job? Would you have started this company if you had known then that you would face current uncertainty? And chances are your answer is yes. So again, uncertainty is about the future, mission and visions in many cases about looking back, and sometimes it's looking back that gives us the courage and the insight and the discipline to continue to move forward in spite of the uncertainty.
Okay, that's clarity of mission. Now, what do you mean when you talk about flexibility of plans?
Well, uncertainty requires extraordinary flexibility. And as intuitive as that is when I say it, the reaction oftentimes in times of uncertainty is to do what you have been doing and do it harder or do it louder or to do it with more intensity. Because in uncertainty, this is true individually, I think it's true organizationally, we retreat to what is familiar. And unfortunately, what is familiar oftentimes drives the consequences of uncertainty in a bad direction. I guess the one illustration that I have used so much, I should probably drop it. But when I was in college, I did some open boat whitewater canoeing. And one of the first lessons you learn in whitewater canoeing is if you feel like the canoe's about to go over, do not grab the sides of the canoe. You steady yourself with the oar, the mm-hmm. paddle, but instinctively, when you feel like you're going to fall over, you grab something you think that will keep you from going over. Right. Well, the canoe just goes over with you. So in organizational life, as true in family life, personal life as well, in times of uncertainty, we tend to grab the thing or lean into the thing that we're most familiar with or that brings us the most comfort, which in many in business world or nonprofit world, it's the strategy. Mm-hmm. It's how we do things around here. It's what we've always done. But in times of uncertainty, there has to be extraordinary, extraordinary flexibility. Otherwise, again, you perpetuate or in some cases speed up the thing that's going to cause your demise.
Well, Andy, don't you think there are times we just confuse really our mission with our plans?
Yeah, our strategy and our plans, because again, that's daily. Mission is something on a wall, unfortunately, or something that we rehearse, you know, three or four times a year. So absolutely. And again, that's why it's the perfect time for a leader to take an organization, take employees back to why are we here? Why are we doing this? Why did we get into this to begin with? Now, in light of that, that's what we're married to. We are married to the vision of this organization, to the mission of this organization. That doesn't change. Plans always follow mission, vision.
Right.
You know, strategy always follows mission and vision. So in times of uncertainty, that's when you put all the plans, the way we've been doing it around here, our approach, all of that has to be just, it's all about flexibility at that point. And again, it's a bit threatening because people retreat back to what they are accustomed to doing.
Andy, can you think back on a time when you had to make one of those adjustments?
Several. you have been there for all of them. One of the earliest times was when we were trying to buy our first piece of land, and we didn't have members, we didn't have any money, we didn't have any history, banks weren't going to talk to us. And I decided, and I came up in an environment, a religious or, you know, church environment that was absolutely against debt. You just didn't borrow money, you just paid cash as you went, which is generally a great thing. So I decided, hey, we're going to buy $5.5 million piece of land and pay cash for it. You know, we didn't have a million, much less five million. So I remember I got up in front of our little congregation said, we're going forward, we're going to raise this money, and here's what our family's going to do. And I cast this, I thought, compelling vision. And, you know, some people gave some money, but, you know, it was a young congregation. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to generate $5 million. And some wise people came around me and said, Andy, we need, you know, we'd found a great piece of property. It's where we're sitting today.
Right.
And they said, we need to get that property and we need to borrow the money. We need to do whatever it takes to get that property. And again, I just remembered being so conflicted. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a great example of confusing a strategy or approach with a mission or a vision. Our mission was to create a church, unchurched people love to attend. Getting the property was part of that. How we got the property was nothing more than a plan or an approach. But it was so emotional for me that, again, and in times of uncertainty, it's sometimes hard to differentiate between our approach to something and the thing we're trying to do. So we changed plans, and I got up in front of that same group and said, okay, remember when I said we're not borrowing any money? Well, we're borrowing money. I lost a little credibility as a leader, but what I'll never forget about that, Lane, and you know this individual, a well-meaning, wonderful woman in our church who, you know, good leader, great person, came up and she said, well, since the money didn't come in, do you think God's trying to tell you something? Because in church world, everybody, you know, we over-spiritualize everything. So Andy, since the money came in, do you think God's trying to tell you something? And I remember exactly what I told her. I looked at her and I loved this woman. I said, yes, God's telling me that that was a terrible plan. That's all he's telling me, that Andy, your plan didn't work. So we need to get the property. Nothing changes about mission and vision, but your strategy, your approach has to change. So we raised some money, we borrowed some money, and it all worked out. Again, there are so many of those, but in uncertain times, that's when you put all the plans on the table. You keep it within the context of why we're here, what are we doing, and then you just have to be extraordinarily flexible. And some people are good with that, and other people, that's difficult for them.
Okay, Andy, you've talked about clarity of mission. You've talked about flexibility with plans. The last thing, transparency in communication. What's that about?
This is so important. Uncertainty breeds anxiety. We know that. That's true personally, with family, with business. When there's uncertainty, there's anxiety. And anxiety breeds suspicion because, you know, I know there's somebody out there and they're having a meeting and they're determining my destiny and what's going to happen to me. So unfortunately, even though all of our podcast listeners know better than this, and I know better than this, and you know better than this, unfortunately, the inclination is to communicate less, not more, during times of uncertainty. Part of it is we don't know what to communicate. There's not anything to communicate. We haven't made any decisions yet. We're still trying to work our way through all the uncertainty. And so we don't say anything until we feel like we have something definite to say.
Right.
But the people in our organization, they want to hear something, and they want to hear something now, and they don't want to read it. They want to hear it. You know, when it's good news, hey, send out a memo, you know, email everybody, you know, write it on the wall. When it's bad news, pull everybody in the room and let them hear and feel the emotion behind your words. And it seems like we go the opposite way in times of uncertainty. So the point of this third point is there has to be extraordinary transparency in communication, which means you get up and say, right now, we don't know anything. Mm. Right now, we are still trying to figure out what we're going to do. As soon as we know, we will let you know. We're going to keep you, you know, we're going to have better communication. We're going to have more meetings. You're going to get more information. People need reassuring, and reassurance comes through communication. And so there just needs to be more, and it needs to be painfully transparent.
You had an opportunity really just a few years ago to model this for our organization.
Yeah, I think a lot of us did. In 2008, you know, when the world was falling apart economically, those of us in nonprofit world who don't really ever have a profit, and now we were going to have a non-profit, our 501c3s. And so, you know, everybody, there was just insecurity everywhere in our economy. And so, like many organizations, we pulled our staff together, and there wasn't a specific element of uncertainty in our organization, but there was just general uncertainty in the country. And to pull everybody together and to say, here's what we know, here's what we're going to do. We are committed to preserving jobs, but in order to preserve jobs, there's going to be some things we have to do programmatically. We're going to freeze hiring. Some of you are in the process of interviewing people. So we just said everything we knew to say, and then we promised that people would know what we knew as we knew it. And again, it didn't remove the uncertainty in the elements that we could not control, but it did remove some uncertainty within the context of our relationships and specifically our relationships with our employees. In doing so, what I did was simply say what they were already thinking. I don't think anyone left that meeting with any new information, but this is such an important point, Lane, for all of our leaders. When we say or when we verbalize what we think other people are feeling, there is an assurance there that goes way beyond what we might imagine, because people want to know that we know what they're feeling and what they're thinking. So a meeting that does nothing more than simply that is extraordinarily valuable. And I think as leaders, depending on how we're wired and depending on our emotional intelligence, we think, well, I don't need to say anything until I have something to say, and that is not a good approach. The better approach is to take an opportunity as soon as possible to say what you know people are thinking and feeling, even if you don't have any answers. Mm. Because again, people want to know you're thinking about them. People want to know that there's empathy, that you understand, you know, as much as you can understand right. What they're worried about. And simply voicing people's worries is reassuring. So again, communication is huge, transparent communication is huge, and frequent communication is huge in times of uncertainty. We've seen national leaders do this during times of uncertainty. Many of our listeners have done this, but I think, again, sometimes in leadership world, we pull back because we want to be careful. I mean, there are situations within companies where you have to get all lawyered up because of the technicalities of what's happened within a company, but still, the sooner the better. And if it's nothing more than, hey, I know you're worried and I want you to know I know you're worried and I think I know what you're worried about, hey, I'll let you know when there's more to say. You can't over-communicate during times of uncertainty.
It's fun to deliver good news in person.
Yep, but it's important to deliver the bad news in person.
All right, Andy, as we wrap up the podcast today, give us those 3 points one more time.
In times of uncertainty, it's clarity of mission, flexibility of plans, and transparency in communication.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for taking this time with us today, and thanks to our audience for listening. We want to let you know about our brand new website we've launched with you in mind, our leadership audience. Check out andystanley.com, andystanley.com, for free audio and video content, event schedules, and more, all designed to help leaders go further faster.